Hello, Sister Saints. It's Sister Dub from DontParish.com. Well, if you're listening to this, it means the Lord gave you another day, and let us rejoice in it no matter what's going on. Let us give thanks and praise for what He has done and for the hope that lies before us. Because, you know, a lot of this life can just bury you. We know saints who are facing many, many tribulations in front of them and trials, and some saints may be facing what looks like smaller trials, but it's bigger to them because they've never gone through it. And so no matter what it is, we have to keep the perspective that eternity is waiting. And where will we be? And what are we striving for? And it's not to find comfort and peace and safety in this world. It's to strive for the glory of the Lord and for us to be with Him someday. And through our love and our obedience to Him, He will help us find the way. Narrow is the way and few that find it. Broad is the road to destruction. And we see that. Very few saints out there. And so, I don't know, that's why Brother James and I are always trying to encourage the saints in one way or another. And sometimes it could be in deeper teaching. Sometimes maybe just some thoughts. Sometimes maybe just sharing about, for me, Titus 2 things, and it's all good. It's all encouragement. It's just a bright, shining light in the face of this darkness, and yeah, so it's pretty awesome. But anyway, so for this audio, I don't really have any notes. I have some scripture verses, but I have some thoughts and ponderings, and maybe the Lord will just guide me on what to say. The other day, it was several days ago, actually, Brother James asked if I wanted a picture, and I said, yeah. I said, I don't have anything. Just draw me something. And that seems to be kind of typical lately. Actually, I'm kind of learning how to draw some on my own. But anyway, he draws me this picture with three sisters looking up at a kite that says, "Our God reigns." Hold on, I got to go double check and see. Yeah, it says, "Our God reigns." I was pretty sure it did because that's what's been in my mind a lot since he drew that. "Our God reigns." And just the thought of that gives me strength whenever anything like troublesome comes up before me or in my mind, or maybe something from the past pops up and I'm trying to get rid of it because I didn't go looking for it. It just showed up. And so this was several days ago. Well, from that time until now, we've had a few days or a couple, several days, whatever. I don't know how many days it's been. It's been kind of funny because Brother James and I have been really discussing and talking about thinking, praying, pondering about our homestead here and our ministry and our life serving the Lord going forward. And Brother James did a audio and a video yesterday, and he announced that we're selling this place. We're going to sell everything we have, and we're going to go into the van life. Let me back up. We're going to have a little tiny storage just for a few things that we're not sure what to do with until we get a point to figure that out. But other than that, all things of value, for the most part, unless we can put it in our van, is going to be gone. We're not going to have a place to put our feet. We're not going to have a place to go to if there's issues. And it's funny because I already had that thought. Our God reigns in His strength and His power and His all-knowing, and He was, is, and always will be, and He leads our paths if we let Him. And I had that in my mind before we went through all this. But yet I will admit also that it is a struggle. You know, I know at one point we were going to sell our place here, and then things went on and we ended up doing other things. And so we've been here for many months in a row getting things fixed up and set up, and we've shared that all with you. And in the back of our mind, I think we both knew it because we kind of said it. We said, well, we're not really sure why this is all going on. And the intent would have been to have saints, if they wanted to gather, and maybe it would be a refuge or a place for us to have our refuge to come back to, or maybe if we're older to come back here, things go on in the world. It's just a peaceful, quiet sanctuary. It costs us virtually nothing to be here. And so it would be not sinful to keep the place. But yet, when we look at our life and our calling and what the Lord has given us with wisdom, knowledge, stamina, endurance, boldness, strength, everything He's given us to be out on the streets and talking with people. I've noticed the past year or two, at least a year, I can't remember how long, God has been greatly using me to witness to women and to be that person I always wanted to be, that I was looking for before I was in Christ, that one person, who could I ask for the answers to this insane life about this God and this Creator? And now we get to be those people that I was looking for all those years. And do we want to do it while we're here? Do we want to go out on the road full time? And we discussed it all. And it is a flesh killer because, you know, for me as a woman, Brother James shared his thoughts. I'll share mine. For me as a woman, it's nice to know in the back of your mind you have a secluded place, a quiet, safe place to go to if things go on, a place to run to, a refuge, a physical place where you can go away from the world. And now when we remove that, I was just sharing with some sisters, we have nowhere. We don't even have a place to park except by permission or campgrounds or BLM or, you know, the parking lots we stay in. They're all given permission and they welcome people, but it's not ours. It's not a refuge. Our refuge is now going to be 100% in the Lord, which it should be, but yet there's nothing sinful for having a little bit of safety on your land or in your house with locked doors, you know, if you live in a bad neighborhood or anything. But for us, the calling that we have is to go and be out there. And I don't think we'll have any regrets on that. But I will admit that I had to fight just a little bit of the, I don't want to say fear, maybe, but an uncertainty, a looming issue of, you know, that little thing you get in your stomach when you're like, oh, I'm not really sure how this is going to go. Something like that. You know, and so I had a little bit of that, and I don't even like a little bit of something that causes me to wonder, is that fear? Is that worry? What is that? I want it gone. And so that our God reigns, it just stands in my head, and I want to shout it out loud. He does. He reigns over all. We are on his footstool. He is the king in the heavens on the throne. And so why would we, as saints, regardless of whether you're going to do what we are, you know, out on the streets, or if you're in a home and on a homestead or wherever it is we are, how could we worry and be uncertain about our future when our God has it set before us? The scriptures show us he will guide us. He will lead us in our way. We have to trust him. Don't have fear about what you'll eat or drink. And I was just sharing this with Brother James, you know, kind of edify myself. It's like, you know, we don't want to worry about that stuff because that's after which the Gentiles seek. I mean, the scriptures say that. And so, I don't know, excitement of what is before us is the way I like to look at things. I like to look at the positive side and not the negative. I like to look at the Lord and not the world. And if I have one little thing that's causing me to shake my head and, you know, shut my eyes and squint my face like, I got to get rid of this. If it's even one tiny little thing, I want it out of there. And it's easy to get rid of it if we just go to the scriptures and then cast it behind us and move forward. And so through all this, our God reigning, we see trust. We got to trust in him. And that was something I learned a long time ago. I was blessed with a great trust in the Lord. And that's not to say we can't lose it because, you know, circumstances, things can make you feel a little comfortable. And then when it's ripped out from underneath you, all of a sudden you're like, whoa, guess I wasn't trusting like I was. You know, that could be any kind of circumstance. You might be trusting in a relationship that you are almost trying to win somebody that's not in the Lord. And then all of a sudden they turn and stab you in the back. I've had that too. And it's like, whoa, okay, I was putting a little bit more trust in that than I should have, or in myself. When we have to just turn our situations and the people and the things over to the Lord. And I don't know, I was just thinking about Moses and the Red Sea. There's so many scriptures I could read about trust and going forth and letting the Lord lead. And this one's just kind of hanging in my mind. And I think I shared it with some sisters. I told Brother James and just been kind of reading and pondering it. And I wanted to read that part in here. But first, I want to read a few scripture verses about God reigns. And I had to work really hard at this to kind of narrow things down because I could be here for hours and hours reading about the greatness of our God and how he reigns over all and all the examples. So I'm just going to kind of just picking these 1, 2, 3, 4, areas of scripture that I want to read, and then I want to read about Moses and the Red Sea and how there was trust there. So Psalm 146:10, the Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 47:7-8, for God is the king of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. I don't know, just reading these, I'm just getting filled with strength here. It's awesome. Enjoy. Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. I love that. Like to get in the van and shout that on the PA that Brother James has set up in there. And Revelation 11:17, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigneth and reigned. I love that. So our God reigns. He's the king. He rules. He's over it all. He knows. He sees. He leads. He guides. He hears. He comforts. He heals. He chastises. He does it all. And we can rest in that. We can trust in that. He is our power and our strength. It's when we get in the flesh and us sisters can have maybe a little more struggles when it comes to emotions and feelings and thoughts and futures. I know men have their struggles, but I'm just sharing with us women. And so we have to, on a continuous basis, look at such things and draw strength from that. Our God reigns. It's so awesome. I love that. And so I just wanted to read an example of how our God reigns and how we can trust in him. And let's see, Exodus 14, I'm going to start at 9, and I think I'm going to go down to the end. So let's read about how our God reigns and how a man trusted in God to lead people who didn't necessarily trust. Let's read that. But the Egyptians pursued after them. Okay, I'm sorry. In Exodus 14, Moses is leading the Israelites out of Egypt, and Pharaoh is coming after them. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, by, I'm so bad at pronouncing words, sisters, Phihaeroth, by Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that they did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it be better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. They're saying they'd rather be sitting in Egypt. That's lack of trust in the Lord, that's for sure. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you this day. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. That's awesome. So God protected him in between. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on the left. And the Egyptians pursued, and went in after them into the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels that would drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. So, sisters, would we look at that's just one. That's just one example of what the Lord can do. So, as we're going through this life, and we come across a Red Sea that looks impassable, impossible, and everybody behind us is encamping against us, and Satan is breathing down our neck, and it looks like everything is impossible. Think about Moses and the Red Sea and what the Lord did. And we have to have trust in that because, you know, James says, if we lack wisdom, we go to him without doubting and he'll give it to us. Well, that would be the same with trust. If we don't trust the Lord, what's he going to give us? He may show us some to help gain our trust, but we just give it to him and trust in him. Look at all these awesome examples that he gives us to draw strength from in the Old Testament of what he's done. The transformed new lives today that we see from the New Testament and in ourselves and in any of the sisters that we know, or saints or brothers or whatever, yeah. And so the power of God is there. We have to trust in it. Look at this universe. Look at what he created here. Let us not forget that. Don't be looking past this beautiful creation of the earth and everything in it. And just looking at one bug, one little ant, has so much profoundness to it that just defies human logic. And the creator behind it is greater than that. We're like a piece of sand compared to this awesome creator that we could just lay our lives down for and just walk. And let him be in charge of it. Let him have our fear. Let him have our uncertainties. Let him have the unknown. Let him have our future. Let him have it all. Because if we're going to be with him someday in eternity, he's going to have it all anyway. And then he's going to give it to us while we're there with him. And so while we're on this earth, which we're not to love those things, don't love the world or the things of it, which would mean you got to be careful with the people in it too, so they don't hinder you, meaning those who are not of the Lord. We have to be willing to lay it all down and let it go, every single thing. And I was just reading in Luke 6 how they dropped their nets. Jesus said he'd make them fishers of men. Well, that was in Matthew. I can't remember in Luke 6 which one, but it's the same concept. And Brother James talked about that. Dropped their nets. So they literally were in their boats. And in one of them, their father was there. Jesus said, come, follow me. They dropped everything. And with what was with them, they went. And we see women were traveling with. I mean, when it says Jesus and disciples, there were hundreds of disciples at times. But there were a lot of women, a lot of men. And then there were the 12 disciples, apostles, who were the special chosen and called ones that Jesus was going to show more power through. And so we just need to trust in the Lord and know that our God reigns. Praise God. We'll let you go, sisters. It's been a joy sharing this with you. Hopefully it encouraged and strengthened you just as much as it did for me. And I'm looking forward to what's ahead of me. Praise God. All right. Love to you all. Hold fast. May God be praised.